102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today, we are shining the light on a play at the ACT Theater in San Francisco. Father Comes Home from the Wars, Parts 1, 2, and 3. Please welcome from the cast, actor James Udom. Hello, James.
Hi.
And a musician playing a part, a very, very important part in this play, Martin Luther McCoy. Hello, Martin Luther.
How you doing?
Very well.
I'm sounding in Bay Area.
Thank you for being here, gentlemen. So this is written by Susan Laurie Parks. She is a Pulitzer Prize winner. She's a MacArthur Genius Grant recipient, and it is inspired by the Odyssey. So for our KBLX listeners who aren't familiar with the Odyssey and perhaps not familiar with your character that you play, James, you play Hero. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Hero and tell us about Father Comes Home from the Wars.
Hero is a slave on a farm, and the play is set in 1862. And he starts out sort of deliberating amongst the slaves on whether Hero is going to go to the war or stay at home. Mm. The master has given him the option to go fight on the side of the Confederacy or to stay here and face the consequences of disobeying the master. So it's a choice, but not really a choice. And that's where the play kicks off.
Tell us a little bit about your background as an actor. Are you from the Bay Area?
I'm from the Bay Area. Yeah. I'm from the Bay Area. I was born in Nigeria. Came to the Bay Area when I was 5 and have lived in San Ramon up until 2013 when I moved to the East Coast. And my acting career sort of went from Bay Area theater I got the opportunity to do some off-Broadway plays. And pretty soon after doing my third off-Broadway play, I got the opportunity to go to Yale School of Drama. So I hopped on that. And,
wow.
And I'm in my third year there. I graduate the day after we close, actually, on May 21st.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Congratulations. We celebrate you. Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you.
And you are playing at the ACT, the historical ACT in San Francisco, where many actors cut their teeth, including Denzel Washington.
Yeah. It's so surreal. I got there the first day and just did a tour of the theater, walked through the space by myself, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, mm-hmm. This is, dreams are actually coming true. It feels mm-hmm. incredible. You know, I saw Paul Robeson on the wall, one of the first African Americans to play Shakespeare, and I was like, geez, this is very huge.
Yeah.
Very, very huge for me. So I'm very grateful.
We celebrate you.
No, thank you so
Congratulations.
Much.
All right. And Martin Luther McCoy, a Bay Area musician. You're from Hunters Point, if I remember correctly.
I live in Hunters Point, Bayview now, mm-hmm. born and raised in I grew up in Lakeview.
And as a musician, what are your contributions to this play, Father Comes Home from the Wars, now playing through May 20th at the ACT in San Francisco?
Interestingly enough, Susan Laurie Parks wrote the music and the lyrics. Mm. So she has her own interpretations of the songs in which I play. I believe there was at least one or two, if not more, productions of this play.
Okay. Well, what kind of part do you play as a musician in this role?
A griot. And uh-huh. the griot tells a story so that the audience can be informed but not fully aware of the choices and the obstacles that might be laid in front of them when the actors take the stage. However, I take the stage with them and remain on the stage with them throughout the majority of the play.
Okay. And is the majority of your work in song with guitar or
Most
as
of
a
my
griot?
Work is in song and guitar.
Uh-huh.
Although the whole cast can sing in quite well.
Okay.
I'm the only singer in the play, and I play the guitar.
Okay. And tell folks a little bit about your background, Martin Luther, as a musician doing your own work and covering other folks' stuff.
Self-propelled would be, I guess, the best way to describe me. I started Rebel Soul Music in 1999, based out of San Francisco. I've released 5 albums successfully, working on the 4th studio LP right now, as well as some vignettes and some webisodes. I was also blessed to tour with The Roots for about, Julie Taymor cast me in Across the Universe, my first major motion picture, actually the second, but the first I was having a starring role, Across the Universe, where it was a Beatles opus, and we covered a lot of Beatles material, mm-hmm. and it was set back in the 60s. And I did a couple of TV show episodes since then, and now it's time to get back. I've never done theater at this level,
okay.
So this has been like breaking ground for me, and I'm checking off things on the bucket list, but I think I'm going to pursue some more opportunities in theater as well.
Let's look at some of the challenges faced in pulling off a role like Hero, James, because it's based on the Shakespearean, the Odyssey, but you're bringing it into a different vernacular.
Yeah, it's sort of a modern retelling of an old classical tale, and even the design reflects that. Even the costume design by Sarah Neatfield reflects, you know, like we got Chuck Taylors on, but like patchy sort of tattered slave wear on. It's set in the plantation in 1862, but we say words like jet and you know, like we use modern sort of vernacular.
True that.
And true that, you know. So yeah, I mean, some of the challenge. I mean, the biggest challenge for me is the politics of the play and hero's belief and tapping into that, you know, without giving too much away. It differs greatly from how you know, sort of I view the world, and I think I would expect most people, specifically African Americans, are looking at the world right now in 2018. And so some of his actions may not necessarily gel with how we view the world or how we think we're supposed to stand together, especially dealing with certain issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, that's been the most difficult part, is like standing up there and saying these words that I don't necessarily, you know, believe in, but are necessary because the story is necessary to be told.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, it's like, okay, like one of the first things I learned when doing theater is like, sort of as an actor, you are the sacrificial lamb to get a bigger message across. And no role have I played, hero is the role I've played that I really feel that more than anything else. It's like, okay, I gotta like really tap into like an ugly place and say do some really ugly things that I don't necessarily agree with, but it moves the story along, and the other characters need to experience that in order for them to have sort of their awakening, you know, which sets an example for us in this modern time, especially as we're dealing with some similar issues with, given our current political climate, you know, to be able to overcome obstacles.
So it's very purposeful.
Very, very much so.
You mentioned without trying to give too much away, KBLX audience coming to see Father Comes Home from the Wars at the ACT, now running through May 20th. What lesson or lessons are they going to be able to walk away from with this story?
I think one of the biggest lessons we were just talking about actually is loyalty and the varying degrees of loyalty. Martin Luther was just saying like, pretty beautifully, like loyalty to yourself versus loyalty to your community versus loyalty, you know, to your future versus loyalty to, you know, to your boss. And there's heroes dealing with all those levels. And it's like, okay, so what takes precedence? Is it loyalty to myself, loyalty to my master, loyalty to my community, loyalty to, you know, the people who stood by my side this whole time and elevated me, even though my name is hero, they've elevated me as a hero amongst them. You know, so how am I serving them as that this hero that's been elevated amongst them / not serving them?
Sure.
So it's very purposeful. And I think that's, I was having a conversation with somebody after the show yesterday, and that was the biggest takeaway for them. I was like, interesting, you know, like the loyalty, like what is it to say what you mean and mean what you say, you know? And then in doing that, how are you affecting the people who love you the most, who may not necessarily need you to mean what you say, you know? Because, you know, I'm trying not to give things away.
Give us some.
You might have to give them a little bit.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit, James.
There's a certain belief on the farm, like your words, when you have nothing, you don't even have your humanity, it seems like, being owned by somebody else. When amongst your community, all you have is your words and your words being your bond. And so when that is betrayed, it really, really hurts more so than I think we would feel now. Because that's all they had.
That's all you have.
Hero is sort of battling with, okay, I need to make my way in this world that doesn't necessarily make a way for me, you know, and I want to do it the right way. And sort of like he's dealing with, I think a little bit like if I want to step outside of it a little bit and look at it, like I think he's dealing with Stockholm syndrome a little bit. A lot of the trauma that African Americans are still dealing with today, you know, of being owned and having the history of being owned by another race of people. And that manifests itself in ways that may not, that we may not necessarily agree with. For someone stuck in that box, that may be all he knows to do, or what he deems to be the right thing for this community at this point. Now, we on the outside may look at it and be like, no,
right.
That's messed up, you know. But for him in that situation, in that box, it's like, okay, yeah, there's no other choice.
Right.
This has to be done. It has to be done this way.
Okay, now you're making me want to go say this. I love the way you're articulating it, James.
It's tricky because when you're saying, you asked the question about Bay Area audience, we like the sizzle. We like the heat. We like the storyline that's going to, you know, shock us and excite us and tantalize us in certain ways. And even though we're talking about 1862 America, slavery, masters, ownership, indentured servitude, you're talking about conversation amongst a family, a village of people that is very sophisticated. There's no stepping fetching going on. There's no, you know, people have, you're not going to sit up. You're going to feel the pain because you see the situation that we are all stuck in. And currently in America, we still seem to be stuck in a situation. Someone asked the other day, well, what's going to happen in parts 4 through 12? Because we're only displaying parts 1 through 3. Mm-hmm. Now, just like, will we ever get our equality in America? Mm. Will we ever see parts 4 through 12.
Right.
Susan Laurie Parks is that kind of brilliant mind. So I don't want barrier listeners thinking that this is just like some old intellectual type thing that you don't want to go and witness, because who wants to go watch black people being forced into slavery on stage? Mm. It's beyond that. It's not as simple as that. It's conversations that any group of people could see themselves in based on the circumstances. Mm. There's loyalty, there's betrayal, there's love, there's
violence.
There's violence. Mm-hmm. It's serious.
I want to look at the weight of the words that were written by Susan for the music for you, for Martin Luther McCoy, who you're the musician and the griot, mm-hmm. in this play. How was it taking her words? And she wrote the music for it as well, you said.
Sure.
Yeah. Can you share maybe some of the words of one of the
in
songs?
In the midst of this most fearful day, let us count our many blessings. In the midst of this bright wilderness, let me see a light I know. In the darkest of the darkest night, there is still a day that comes all right. God is in his heaven up above, while we toil bravely down below. It's timeless, what she's talking about, but it particularly parallels the situation that Hero is going through and the choices that he has to make and how it impacts his life and the lives of those who he loves and those who love him. But we can't experience love as slaves. We cannot experience marriage as slaves. We can't experience ownership, even of our own emotions, not freely. You have to celebrate in quiet. Mm. You have to get away from the watchful eye of all of the overseers before you could be free to just let your hair down for a few seconds, milliseconds of a day, because you also don't know who among you that you can or cannot trust, as we know throughout history and the history of America.
Martin Luther McCoy, musician and griot for Father Comes Home from the Wars, Parts 1, 2, and 3. And James Udom, actor who will be performing the lead as Hero. This is written and produced by Pulitzer Prize winner Susan Laurie Parks and is playing at ACT Theater in San Francisco now through May the 20th. You can get more details online at act-sf.org, act-sf.org, and on the events page with us here at kblx.com. I feel like we could talk for a while, gentlemen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get that discount code on them tickets. Ain't that right, Bay Area?
But that is all we have time for today. So I wish you all the very best. I say thank you, and I celebrate you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Again, act-sf.org, Father Comes Home from the Wars, ACT Theater in San Francisco, running now through May 20th. This has been KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to us today. And thank you for listening. If you'd like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.